Blog Talk Radio.
Huh? I see what y'all doing, right? It ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like over here, you dig? Everything flies, baby. Huh? Hey, y'all. About to get real ugly, baby.
I tell her throw it in the bag, just like fast. Blueberry Kush, and we smoking on hash. Crossover sick, you know how I play your beat. Pockets eating good, they love fettuccine. This that new me, this that new we. She's never knocked up, she smoked all the seed. Styrofoam cup, filled to rock smoothie. J. Roger Rose got me Texas leaning. Any given Sunday, man, I'm really beaming. Cheesing, no Kodak is out the frame. You in the past, all they saying is, what's his name? No peacemaker, that's my jeweler's job. Fly TV news, check out the blog. Shouts out to my homie Bob. We got some OGs. Call it bread father. Pure that I'm brandish and it breaks like a shooting star. Huh?
You still rock that polo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that Hugo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that hobo, man, I rock that flat-ish. Man, I rock that flat-ish. Man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that polo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that Hugo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that hobo, man, I rock that flat-ish. Man, I rock that
flat-ish.
Man, I rock that
flat-ish. Boss HIV, they need medicine. Damn. Shorty bad in that flat, she need exaggerant. Yeah. Call them on Twitter. Since they follow me. Real estate and PA, state property. Six different ways just to get paid. Beyonce, your chick, you need an upgrade. I think proper and get wilder. Danity King, my chick, yeah, she a showstopper. Burry Bonds, all I do is hit the curve. 40th and R in my flyest t-shirt. We ain't never scared, nah, like bone crusher. Middle finger in the air screaming, fuck a hater. I'm in love with myself, so conceited. Pat Riley, yeah, we stay heated. Cereal box ears, yeah, they frosty flakes. Riding high with my dog, I'm half-baked.
You still rock that polo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that Hugo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that hobo, man, I rock that flat-ish. Man, I rock that flat-ish. Man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that polo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that Hugo, man, I rock that flat-ish. You still rock that hobo, man, I rock that flat-ish. Man, I rock that flat-ish. Man, I rock that flat-ish.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, right? You see what I do. You see what they do. And I got my crew. Bottle Gang. All we wear is that flash, baby. If you don't know, you gotta ask somebody. You did. It's about to get real crazy. Yeah.
Yo. You know what time it is. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock for everybody out on the East Coast. Of course, if you're on the West Coast, it's like 6 o'clock or something like that. But anyway, you know where you at. Yeah, the hottest spot to be on the internet right now, your On Point with these Stubbs, brought to you by FlyIsH.com and FlyIsH Brand Apparel. And I am your host, D Stubbs, and we have a really, really hot show for you tonight. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you're online listening on FlyIsHTV.com, then you can call in anytime you want, whenever you want to reach out to one of our special guests tonight by calling the guest hotline number, which is 646-200-0997. So we encourage everybody who's on Twitter to dial in. We also encourage everybody who's tuning in on FlyIsH.com, FlyIsHTV.com, and all of our other domains to tune in as well, because we have a lot of things in store for you. So, that being said, tonight is our first night, our first episode that we're devoting specific directly to the underground scene, and we're calling it our Power Hour. Every month, we're going to do a Power Hour, and that Power Hour is going to be used to highlight any kind of all of the up-and-coming artists, recording artists, models, got people who are, you know, taking photos on the photo scene, club promoters, fashionistas, people who design, all of those people are going to be highlighted on our show. So make sure you tell five people that every month we're going to target a different city in America, and we're going to basically highlight their scene and let everybody know what they're doing on their scene. So tonight, of course, everybody who follows me on Twitter and everybody who's on Facebook knows that we're doing Baltimore, the Baltimore scene tonight. And we have a couple very, very special guests that are near and dear to my heart. We've got Vixen and the Dime Diva Models, a.k.a. Dime Divas, Dime Diva Models LLC. And we also have one of my closest rap buddies in Baltimore. He goes by the name of Antonio Lee, who's got a lot of hot stuff on YouTube right now. He's getting over 10,000 views on some of his videos, and he just keeps hitting them with more and more material. We have a couple other people who may check in a little later. So if you know anybody who would like to call in and who has something that they want to share with the audience, they can also call in to our guest call-in number, which is 646-200-0997, and we will let them shine as well, because our audience is actually global right now. We have people checking in all over the globe for this for our flyishtv.com, flyish.com, and for On Point. So we're getting a lot of attention from everyone across the globe. So we're kind of like a little big deal, little big deal. We're growing, you know, we're growing. And so it's all love. So without further ado, I'm going to let you all say hello to our first special guest, who goes by the name of Vixen. And Vixen, you are on point with D-Stubs. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, D-Stubs. Hey, Baltimore.
Hey, and the rest of the world, too, because everybody, you know what, it's funny because a lot of people don't realize it, but when we feature Vixen on our website, on Flyish Ladies, and we have people checking in from France. And
I didn't tell you yet. So this is global.
Yeah, we have people checking in from France, and it's funny because, you know, I don't want to sound like, I don't want to say any of our people who check on Flyish Ladies are perverts or anything, but it's funny how much time they spend on certain pictures. And so when so we put your picture up, the average time on those on the Flyish Ladies went up. It like peaked. People were spending like 5-6 minutes on the pics. So
that's wonderful. Well, let me start off by saying, hey, Baltimore, because, of course, I'm a Baltimorean, Baltimore native. But hey to the rest of the world. Thank you all for all of your love and support with Dime Diva Models, LLC. Vixen is my modeling name, but I prefer to be called Lady Mika. So just shout out to everybody. Keep supporting. Baltimore is coming up.
Right. So, Vixen, now you've been on the scene, and I know people who are actually in the D.C. scene who know you as well, and you've been on the scene for quite some time. So let's talk a little bit about the Dime Diva movement and what you've been doing on the scene in Baltimore. How long have you been modeling?
I've been modeling for over 5 years now, and basically what happened, I decided to go full-time into modeling, but not only that, start a modeling group with mature, sexy, classy, experienced models. So, I mean, because you have your quote-unquote models, but then you have models that are skilled. You know, it's more than just taking the picture and looking sexy in the picture. Everybody, anybody can do that. You know, Facebook shows us all examples of that, the lovely bathroom pics and et cetera. And I'm not prone to any of them, so I'm not knocking anybody because I got my bathroom pics too. But at any rate, with Dime Diva Models, what sets us apart from any other modeling group is that, again, it's mature, experienced ladies, and we put a unique style calendar out every year. And within our calendar, not only are we featuring six diva models, we're also promoting small businesses, black-owned, minority-owned businesses in Baltimore and the surrounding area, giving people that exposure to let them know, you know, it is more to Baltimore than the hood and the wire and good crabs, you know. And my saying is something good comes from the hood.
The crab here is definitely good. I actually might go get some crab soup after the show tonight to celebrate the show. But yeah, crab is good.
Yes.
And I wanted to also chime in.
Let me tell you, I went to New Orleans for the Essence Festival, and you know, New Orleans is they good with the gumbo and with their seafood, but can't nobody touch Baltimore when it comes to the crab.
No.
And the crab cake. Shout out to G&M.
Yeah, shout out. And I actually, in case people who don't know about the calendar, we have a link on flyish.com. Dime Diva Models LLC is actually a link on the site. So if you want to check out any of the stuff she's talking about, you can click that link and it'll take you straight to her site. And I'm actually looking at her calendar now. I actually, Vicky, you don't know this either, but I have your calendar up on the wall right now in the studio.
Oh,
and I happen to know.
Thank you so much.
Bumblebee is January. Yes. So
yes.
I do know that. I do know that. And she is definitely a diva.
Actually, let me correct you. Diva Summer is January. Diva Miss Bumblebee is October.
Oh, well,
yes,
I don't have my glasses on, but I know she's
But that's okay. Miss Summer will have, I think you're featuring her, not next week, but the week after that. So, yes. But,
right.
Thank you so much for the calendar. Everything was self-produced. The calendar was self-production by myself. The photographer, we actually have a videographer that recorded the entire calendar shoot. Big shout out and thanks to the Rim Source. They allowed us to come in. The calendar was shot on a Sunday morning at 9:00. So it really goes to show, you know, a lot goes into modeling. It was very cold that day, very windy, but you cannot tell because the fierceness and the skills, you know, that the model portrayed. The calendar is Black Lace and Pearls, Luxury Cars and Rims. So, of course,
And to let people know, I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at February. You got the Catwalk Classic on here. And she's sitting in front of the Lowrider.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Bugs the Great down here. Shout out to Bugs the Great.
DC representatives. He's definitely an upcoming artist. Big love to Bugs, Rock Mikey, Nito Hyena. He's a local Baltimore artist. As well as
right.
Rip the Ruler. That's all, you know, they've all on the team, been supportive of DDM, and we definitely want to support our local businesses, City of God Boutique. Big shout out to them, Amore Lounge. You know, we did a lot of photo shoots there as well. Up and coming with DDM, we will be doing adding a mentor program as well, a modeling mentor for our young divas, you know, that are interested in modeling and showing them how to go about it and do it the right way. You could be sexy and you could be classy, not trashy. It could be tasteful, you know, and showing them that it does take skill, you know, to be out in cold weather, rainy weather with semi-nude body paint or whatever, and you still have to bring across whatever image that the director or the photographer wants you to bring across. So it is a lot of things behind the scene, and my goal is to expose that to Baltimore, you know, and expose these wonderful divas, these wonderful models, and expose the small businesses that Baltimore's have to offer.
Right. Well, that's excellent. So how long does it take you to put a calendar like this together? Because it looks like a lot of hard work. There are a lot of good pictures on here. And
thank
I see you in November here, too. And,
thank you. That's
you know,
me.
It looks like, yeah. So how long did it take you all to actually coordinate this with all of the people who are advertising in the calendar and to get all the shots together? Because, I mean, it's a really – for everybody listening, it's a really, really good calendar. I met her at a video shoot with me and Young DC. Shout out to Young DC, who actually I produced a record that just came on, and he's on it. And she gave us these calendars, and I was like, wow, this is like a really hot calendar. and we had to reach out to her and start working, and that's how we kind of got to where we are now. But how long did it take you to actually put this calendar together? Because it's a really, really good calendar.
Thank you so much, and that really means a lot to me. Again, it was self-produced, meaning I produced it, I financed it, I had the everything from top to bottom. My team of people, the photographer, Dante, big shout out to him. He's a Baltimore native. He's been in the photography business for a long time, over 20 years. He's with Job's Photography. And basically him and I, we came together. He had a vision. I had a vision. We collaborated. He is an awesome photographer. He gives great direction. And I really say we shot the calendar in January, and by February it was ready for production. In March it was released. So, you know, I had the idea in December, sat down, hashed some things out with my advisory team. My personal assistant at the time was wonderful, and again, met with Dante, Mr. Jones, the photographer, and just got some really good, threw the ideas out, and I told him, you know, you're the photographer, I'm going to give you the vision, you take it, you go, throw it back to me, and we want to do the thing, and we did. So I really appreciate all the time and effort, the long drives, the meetings, and even my printing company, as far as, you know, the first draft, I didn't approve of it, so they, you know, we had to start back from the drawing board, you know, and it was a lot of work, a lot of time editing photos, you know, and working with models. If anybody knows, it could be really difficult because every model has a different personality. But again,
right,
I've been in the business for over 5 years, and the ladies that, you know, that were a part of DDM and that were on the calendar is a wonderful group of ladies. We've all worked with each other on some level, whether it was, you know, in a video shoot or in a fashion show prior. And so they actually, kudos to all the Dime Diva models, because they did not know anything until the night before. I did not give them their wardrobe or anything until the night before. So they really just believed in the vision. I told them to trust me, you know, and call Victoria's Secrets, because, of course, as a Dime Diva, you got to wear the best. So outfit, the jewelry, came up with the look for each individual girl, and the rest is history. You have it in your hand.
I do have it in my hand, and it is, like I said, you know, and this is actually, to be honest with you, this is the first time I've actually had a calendar on my wall. Your calendar was the first one, because I used to always go into, like, you know, garages and go in people's offices. And, you know, I'm kind of like a geek a little bit. So I have all my stuff on my phone. But I said, you know what, let me put this, because I don't remember what month it was. I actually marked stuff down. I think it was September was the first month that I actually put up. And that's you. So
That's me.
So I threw it up in September, and, you know, I've been using it ever since. So, very, very good calendar. So what's next is you're bringing
up and
the little
coming
models
next
in.
We have a modeling mentor program, which we are adding to DDM. So I am actually on the search for 4 new Dime Diva models, so stay tuned for that. That'll be coming this summer. And with that modeling mentoring program, we want to go into a high school and assist the high school in putting on a fashion show for the children, run by the children. They do the stylist, they do the modeling, you know, they do everything.
Yeah.
And we come in and we help them and show them and teach them and give them the confidence that they can do that. Also, Dime Diva Models has a signature drink called the Diva, which I'm working on. Yep. And it's a very, very, very good drink. It's sexy, it's classy, but it's also strong and packs a punch when it needs to.
So we're working on
getting that patent pending, and myself and Miss Tyra, Miss Summer, we will be featured in an international fashion show on March 18th. Along with Diva Chrissy Lynn, and that is going to be facilitated by Baltimore's Eric B. E. Z. Randall. So, yeah, we have a couple of things going on.
Nice, nice, nice. So for everybody out there listening, she is definitely a power player in Baltimore, and that's the reason why we had her on the show. lovely lady. Do you want to give the people any other information on how to reach out to you before
yes,
we...
Yes, definitely stay tuned because, as I said, we are looking for four new Dime Diva models for our 2013 body paint calendar. So stay tuned for that information.
Oh, the body paint calendar.
Yes, I told you, each calendar every year is unique. So our first calendar was Black Lace and Pearls. Again, it was all, you know, lingerie purchased from Victoria's Secrets with pearls, luxury cars and rims. Our second calendar will be a body paint calendar. I'm not going to release the idea or the topic for the next year calendar. So, but I'm already, you know, 5 years ahead.
Nice.
So, yeah,
nice.
Here it's going to be something, you know, it's unique, it's edgy, it's sexy, but it's always going to be classy and tasteful. And most important, it's going to showcase the skills that Baltimore has. Modeling skills, you know, photography skills, promotions, small businesses, any local artists, anyone that would like to be featured in our calendar or on our website as, you know, for advertisement, feel free to log on to www.dimedivamodels.com or you can log on to our Facebook fan page. If you type in Dime Diva Models LLC in the search engine, it'll pop up. So feel free to send me your emails, comments, questions, and resumes, comp cards, and et cetera. And look for us. Stay tuned, Baltimore. Stay tuned, D.C., New York, Philly, and up and down the East Coast.
And don't forget your friend in France. The French.
Yes,
I'm
working on branching out globally. I have some few West Coast connections, but once we get this signature drink, the Diva patent and marketed and everything, hopefully that will definitely take us to the level where we need to be and put Baltimore on the map because there is something good that comes from the hood.
There we go. Hey, Vincent, stay on the line because we're actually going to do a Q&A quiz that's going to be pretty fun at the end of the show a little later. And we're also going to tell your listeners and everybody about how to win that $50 Visa gift card after this next song that we're going to play. So stay tuned. And everybody who's listening online, you don't want to leave yet because we're going to tell you after this song how you can win that $50 Visa gift card that we have right here in front of us that will be mailed to your address within 48 hours. So that being said, this next record is a really, really hot record. It's by my man Keith Dixon. It's blowing up all over World Star Hip Hop right now. He's got a remix on World Star Hip Hop as a music video. The record is called Crazy B. And when we first heard it, we started cracking up. But a lot of brothers out there can relate to this song. So stay tuned. You're on point with these stubs. Brought to you by FlyHTV.com. Up next, we're going to also have an interview with Antonio Lee and others. Enjoy the record. Stay tuned.
Oh, no.
In the motherfucker, see her all the time. Every time I step out, she on my line. Took her to the studio, she fell in love. How the fuck that happened? I met her at a club. It's a damn shame, bitch, barely know my name. Saw me on stage, got blinded by the fame. Her nigga spin quick, so I caught her with the game. Didn't have to say much, she was ready when she came. So I didn't know, saw her at a show. Everywhere I'm looking, there she go. How she get over here? I just seen her over there. Crazy little bride with a weave in her hair. 5'9" with a psycho stare. Pretty face in the booty, so a nigga didn't care. Pop a few bottles, took me that shit bottle. Took her ass home, and that booty got dropped. We was going all in, girl was feeling on me. She knew that I was bingo. I put the weave out, I was pulling on her hair. I knew that we would mingo. She was looking on me, I was gripping on her. She was falling in love cause a nigga put it down, put it down, put it down. Hanging out with my ex, she's a
psycho shit. Gotta quit. Gotta quit.
I see you at the movies. I see you at the club. I see you at my mama's house. Damn, she in love, bitch. I see you. This bitch is crazy. She only fucking just to have a baby. Crazy, crazy. Bitch, I see you. I see you. Bitch, I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you at my mama's house. Mama's house. Mama's house. I see you at the club. Club. I see you at the movies. 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 Damn, she in love. Damn, she in love. I see you at the movies. I see you at the club. I see you. Bitch, I see you. This bitch is crazy. She only fucking just to have a baby. Crazy, crazy.
Yo, 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 we're back. You're on point with D-Stubbs Talk Radio, brought to you by FlyIshTV.com and FlyIsH.com and FlyIsH Brand Apparel. So tonight, we've been having a very, very powerful conversation. Tonight is our first Power Hour, where we're highlighting some of Baltimore's movers and shakers, power makers on the underground scene of Baltimore. For the last couple of minutes, we've been talking with Vixen, the head NIC for Dime Diva Models LLC, and she gave us a lot of good information. We're actually going to have her back on a little bit later to do a couple trivia questions. And next up, we're going to have an interview with Antonio Lee, who's been doing his thing on the scene for a minute. But we always promise to give away some money. So everybody who's listening on flyish.com, and who hasn't already called in, I'm going to give you the phone number right now. And as soon as you hear our check out the blog sound,
Fly TV nigga, check out the blog.
Be the 15th caller, and we will be giving you a $50 Visa gift card, not a Walmart card, not a Target card, not a Starbucks card, but a $50 Visa card to spend however you want this weekend. So, once again, if you're listening on flyish.com or you're listening anywhere else in the world that we're broadcasting this right now, as soon as you hear the check out the blog sign,
Fly TV nigga, check out the blog.
Be the 15th caller to 646-200-0997. And you will be walking away tonight with a free $50 Visa gift card courtesy of Flyish Brand Apparel. All right? So, that being said, we got the next artist, recording artist, and special invited guest on tonight's show, Mr. Antonio Lee. And you are on point with these stuff. How you doing, Ant?
I'm good, my nigga. What's happening?
What is happening, man? What's happening? Now, in case, let me let the audience know, when I first got to Baltimore, I was trying to figure out where the scene was, you know, where the hot artists hung out, where things like that happened. And I ended up going down to a spot in Baltimore called Fells Point. And there's a spot down there called The Horse. Shout out to The Horse. And there was a live band playing down there. And I decided to step out for a minute, go across the 7-Eleven and grab a taquito. So, and you remember this, right? So I'm in 7-Eleven, and I'm waiting in line, and this guy is, like, talking to Antonio, because Antonio at the time, you know, he was working at 7-Eleven. This guy is talking to Antonio, like, hey, man, yeah, like, I want to battle you, man. Like, you know, you think you this and you that, and let me battle you. And I'm sitting there just looking like, All right, so I went out that night to find talent, and then I walk in 7-Eleven and see this guy trying to battle Antonio. Antonio being all, you know, cool, like, oh, no, nah, man, you know, I can't do that right now and all that stuff. And the guy like, no, man, come on. Come on, man, I'm trying to battle you, man, come on. And I'm like sitting there just looking like, what in the hell is going on? So finally, I get up to the line, and I'm like, yo, man, are you a hip-hop artist or something? Like, what, you know, what's going on? And he's like, and Antonio's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I do a little bit of something. So me being the A&R heart that I am, I ended up exchanging information with Ant, and I went on YouTube, and it was like a video on there that had 10,000 views on it, and he told me he was selling music right outside at the, what spot is that across from 7-Eleven? You're still selling the mixtape, right?
Yeah, the album and the mixtape is still selling pretty good. The album is online worldwide. You know what I mean, iTunes and Amazon.com, Best Buy, FYE, all your local branches and national branches, excuse me. But yeah, it's selling real good. The album and the mixtape is at spot down Fellows Point called Soundgarden. Shouts out to Soundgarden. Does a lot of good work. A lot of artists come through, like Drake and people like that sign autographs, and actually got a chance to meet Talib Kweli. He actually bought the album and was like, man, I ain't no talent was down there. I said, yeah. So, shouts out to a lot of people. But, yeah, Stubbs crazy. You know what I mean? When I first met him, he first met me, and I was working at a 7-Eleven at the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm in line. I'm tighten people up, you know what I mean, trying to take orders, and dude just coming there like trying to battle. I'm like, nigga, where you come from?
I've never seen that in my life, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, wait a minute, man, like, what's really going on in here? And, you know, sure enough, Ant, you know, is a hot artist on the scene, and, you know, we've been developing our relationship, and, you know, we're going to be doing some work in the future on a couple records, but, you know, I just wanted to have him on the show. And, Ant, so tell us a little bit about, you know, your history. How long have you been actually recording records, and, you know, what inspires you to record records?
I mean, I've been recording for the last 7 years, but main thing that really inspired me, like, what a lot of people don't know is I was actually in a car accident. You know what I'm saying? It paralyzed me for roughly around 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And it was something called the stinger. It's actually a lot of people who, if you ever been in an accident or ever had any neck problems, you can actually know what it is. But I was actually. I was always into music, but at that time, at that transitional point in my life, I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I might not be able to walk again or, you know what I mean, do anything. So I was like, I actually started getting myself together, and friends of mine was like, yo, you got some good material. Why don't you just start taking it serious? So after doing the rehabs and whatnot like that and getting my body back together, I started taking this music like real serious. I started recording more, started going out on the road, and actually started brightening my horizons to you know what I mean, to new aspects, starting to meet new people and do new things. So the main thing that really inspired me was basically, like, just a lot of friends telling me, like, boy, you can do this. Like, all you need to do is just stay focused. So I just stayed focused. You know what I'm saying? So the main thing I could say, the only thing that really kept me motivated was determination. Nobody can stop your drive unless you want them to stop your drive. And my main thing is I just kept going with it.
Okay. Good. So tell me about, you know, what separates you from the rest of the artists out there. Like, what makes Antonio Lee the one that, you know, has guys coming in the 7-Eleven trying to battle him and stuff? Like, what is it that makes people want to, you know, come at your neck so hard?
I mean, not to be brash, but, I mean, people come at me for all types of reasons. You know me, I'm a charismatic, I'm a flashy type nigga. So
right.
People see my videos and they're like, boy, he ain't about that. He can't rap and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, boy, I started battle rapping before I started doing anything. So I'm like, if you gonna say my name or you want battle, you better make sure you got your facts prepared. So it was just basically the main thing was just like people come at me like all the time. Like even now, like my main thing is I always try to be the best. Anything that I do, I don't give a damn if I'm mopping floors, cleaning bathrooms, or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Be the best at it. You know what I'm saying? So I figured as though I started doing this rap shit, I'm going to be the best at it. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's getting a lot of attention because, like you said, the video that before you said got 10,000 views is actually up to 70,000 now.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's major. Okay. For everybody that doesn't know, that's major. Out of the millions of music videos and, you know, dumb videos on YouTube, for you to be able to draw 70,000 people to one video on there is a big deal. So yeah, that's great. That's great. What's the name of that video too, by the way? Let's let the people know a little bit more about it. You know, how many videos do you say do you have on YouTube right now?
Well, as of right now, well, we just released one of the newest singles that's coming up from the second album, you know what I'm saying, from Underground to Mainstream. That's called Get Rich. You know what I'm saying? That's actually doing pretty well on YouTube right now. For all the listeners, all you have to do is type Antonio Lee on YouTube. You can type you can see every video. I actually have 7 videos out at the moment. The main one that's getting really getting the most attention is the one Fuck the World. You know what I'm saying? That's something I really got on my lyrical shit. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know because I sing too. You know what I mean? So a lot of people just look at me as some rap and R&B type. I'm like, I'm way more than that. It's deeper than music. You know what I'm saying? I got my hands in a whole lot of different things.
Okay. Okay. Good. Do you want to tell us about any other things that you may be working on? Got any new projects coming out that you're doing a promo for with the videos? Or are you just, you know, just kind of getting the fans, you know, keeping the streets fed until you figure out, like, what are the next steps for Antonio Lee?
Well, I mean, the next step is movies. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually in meetings with people now to actually try to get some movies popping off. So that's right now. I'm just going over some scripts and saying what's basically the right role for me. But as far as like music goes, the second album is almost finished. That will be released probably within the most, I could say, give or take, I'm gonna say June. You know what I'm saying? When everything's put together, trying to get this tour put together. Everything is really going right. Like, the main thing is I just want to make sure I stay focused on and what I have to do, because with the singles that's coming out back-to-back, I want to make sure as though I have everything put in order. You know what I mean? Shouts out to my man, Freaky Felony, Mark Curry, for recording me. You know what I'm saying? Freaky did a lot of my videos. For a lot of people who don't know who Freaky Felony is, he's an up-and-coming artist and videographer. And
Freaky is great, too. He actually did some work for us, too. He did a video for Young DC, and he actually is pretty much our videographer of choice, period. Not just in Baltimore, but period. So yeah, shout out to Freaky, shout out to F Square Productions. They got racks on racks on racks of videos, and we're actually working on getting a couple of them on the website too. So yeah, shout out to Freaky if you're listening. You know, shout out to you. And so you're working on getting into movies now.
Yeah. The movie thing is right. I don't want to be moving too fast. You know what I mean? But yeah. Everything is cool. Like it came at the right time. You know, I'm no longer. Even though I'm still a Baltimore artist, I'm no longer local. I'm actually worldwide. My album is actually worldwide. It's sold everywhere. You know what I mean? London, Japan. I have a lot of fans in a lot of different areas. You know what I'm saying? So. Shouts out to everyone, you know what I'm saying, who knows me. If you don't know me, you know me now. So go ahead, go to YouTube, check that out. You know what I'm saying? You can go to www.antoniolee.com. Check out any further information, especially for shows. Always available to do shows. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love doing shows. I love performing. Like, performing is like my life. You know what I mean? I get on stage, I turn into a whole different person.
Right, right. If someone wants to book you, by the way, because we have a lot of people who are in the industry that, you know, check out the show. If someone wants to book you, how would they go about that? Would they email you or call you or, you know, let the listeners know how to book you? Because I know once they see those videos, someone's going to be calling you like, oh, we got to get them in the club. We got to get them in, you know. So how do they book you if they want to book you?
Well, man, if they really want to book me, they can just hit my email. That's AntonioLee13@gmail.com. That's it. I wanna give out my phone now, but you know what I mean, I don't know what crazy person might call me, you know what I mean? So
yeah, you get some crazy fans, you know, we just heard the Crazy B song, so you know, I might get some of those crazy B's calling
Right, who knows, I might be in a DC hotel and get a knock on the door like, you said your number was such and such. Like, hold up, wait a minute now.
We already know what happened to Mike Jones. You know, he started getting a little thin. But anyway, no, shout out to Mike Jones, though. But all right, so that's Antonio Lee. Antonio, stay on the line, and or you can start texting people and letting them know that we're going to be giving away that $50 very soon. So everybody who's listening on flyish.com, if you want to call in right now, You can call in at 646-200-0997. We're not going to give away the money right now, but we're going to give you a chance to get a head start if you heard that. And we're going to let you actually press the number 1 on your keypad when you hear the sounder, and you'll also be in the winning to win that money too. So if you call in now and you press the number 1 on your keypad while the show is playing and you're the 15th person to raise your hand or the 15th person to call in, then guess what? You want a $50 Visa gift card courtesy of Flyish.com and Flyish Brand Apparel. So, Ant, we appreciate you calling in. We actually have our next artist in queue right now. She goes by Movie, M.U.V.I, a.k.a. PWB, and we're going to let her explain that to you all right now. Movie, we got you on the air. You're on point with these stubs. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, these stubs? Movie checking in. How's it going?
Yeah. It's going good. It's going good. And I just want to let everybody know about how I found out about you. So I'm on Facebook in this group called The Plug. Shout out to The Plug. Everybody who's on
The
Plug right now listening, shout out to The Plug. It's a very, very hot place to network, and it's a closed group, so you got to be kind of like on the scene to be a part of it. So if you're not a part of it,
right,
then you need to get plugged in. But if you're not plugged in, you need to get plugged in.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I'm on The Plug, and it's this record called Copycat. It's this music video called Copycat that pops up on the feed. So I'm like, Copycat? Because if anybody who knows anything about this game knows that a lot of times if you start doing something and people think that it's hot, they might not support what you're doing, but they might come up and then start doing the same thing you're doing, and then you look around
right,
like, dang, man, I just called you yesterday, and I'm like, you know, you want to do blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, no, I'm not really messing with it. But then next week they doing the same thing. So the title stuck out in my head. I'm like, Copycat. So I click play. And Movie's on there going ham, everybody. And we actually going to play that record tonight for him to hear, because that's the record we playing to yours. But going ham about the Baltimore music scene. I mean, it was like the craziest record. I played it like 5 or 6 times. I told people that I played it about 5 or 6 times in The Plug. And Movie, you said you liked it. I was being dead serious. The record was that hot. So I had to have her on the show tonight, because I definitely think that she's a power player on the Baltimore music scene. So tell us a little bit about what Movie stands for, and about, I know you're part of the Arsonist Camp Entertainment 8.
Yes.
So let us know a little bit about that.
Yeah, first of all, shout out to my camp, ACE, Arsonist Camp Entertainment. G Majors, the boss, that's the big boy. You know, and I'm one of his female artists that he has on the label. My name is Movie. Movie stands for Mind Under Vicious Influence, M.U.V.I. And I mean, basically, you know, I came up with the name because it just basically embodies, like, you know, the black girl lost in black America. You know what I mean? You know, I call myself a hybrid because, you know, I am college educated, but I've always dealt with street niggas and, you know, kind of been out there. Yeah, you know, Mind Under Vicious Influence, it just basically is who I become when I step into the booth. You know what I mean? And it's basically my alter ego perspective on a situation or a topic or idea, you know, based on things I've been through and things I think other females out here can identify with that are going through the same things that I'm going through, you know? So kind of what the whole Mind Under Vicious Influence embodies. And I think, you know, a lot of females can relate to me, you know? A lot of niggas run around talking about, yeah, I'm a real nigga, I'm this, I'm that. But what about the real bitches that you love? That's what I embody.
Hey, you definitely got to represent for them. So speaking of, man, I don't like to say bitch on my show when I'm just referring to somebody. But you like to be called the PBWB. Why don't you let the listener know what that stands for and where it came from? Because I like the theory behind it. So why don't you let people know what that means?
Yeah, I mean, basically what I do with the word bitch is like kind of what black people have done with the word nigga. It's a way to kind of take something that's negative and turn it into something positive. And when I say I'm a PBWB, that's a pretty bitch with bars. You know what I mean? And, yeah, pretty bitch with bars is basically, you know, a female that looks good, you know, a slick-talking female, a female with a head on her shoulders, but she can step into the booth and rap with the best of these niggas out here. And a lot of times in this male-dominated industry, we don't get the respect that we deserve if we are pretty. You kind of have to be ugly or or downplay how you look if you want to get any respect. You know, so I just call it the PBWB movement so that females can embrace their sexiness, can embrace their femininity, but you can still go just as hard as any man out here in the booth. That's why I always say act like a lady, but I rap like a man. So, you know, that's kind of what pretty bitches with bars and bodies. Yeah.
And you definitely have bars. So do you have any new projects that you're working on right now, or are you just, you know, feeding the streets with the records that you have now, and then, you know, you're working on it as you go?
Yeah, right now I'm feeding the streets with what I have right now, but what I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to stack that material so that I have different things that I can go to. But something that's in the immediate works is a mixtape with me and my label mate DGK. She go by That Girl Keish, the storyteller. She's also on the Arsonist Camp label, but we have a mixtape in the work called All Girl Porn. but
wow.
You know, it's kind of, yeah, you know what we like to do is we like to grab people's attention and kind of say things that females typically wouldn't say and not be afraid to say it, you know. And that's what we like to do. So yeah, we got the all girl porn thing going on. You know, it's nothing better than all girl porn. So
nothing better than that. We actually a couple of episodes ago we were talking about the freaky things that people do. Shout out to Tierra Nicole. We had a really really good show about that. And
yeah.
So check it out. Definitely check it out. But yeah
absolutely.
We love all girl porn.
Everyone loves
for that.
Two girls.
Huh?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I said everyone loves to see two girls, so we just kind of playing off that, but bringing it, you know, to the rap industry. That's what we doing with it. We menaging the beat, you know.
Hey, speaking of the beat, movie, can we get into this record? Because I've been dying to play this on the air. The Copycat record is crazy. It's one of my favorites, and it's the one that grabbed my attention. Do you want to introduce it to the fans? Let them know, you know.
Absolutely. This is my my song Copycat, and I just feel like all females can relate to it, especially in this rap game. As soon as you step out doing something, they might not congratulate you, but trust me, they peeping you and they jocking what you do. Back in the day, we used to call it biting, you know. So I found a hot beat, got the hot hook, and I made a hot song about it, you know what I mean? And you can check the video out on YouTube. It's under Copycat by Movie. Copycat by M.U.V.I. You know, it's my first video that I ever put out. I pocketed it. You know, I put all the money into it myself. I did everything on my own, and it was just kind of to give people a visual of what Movie really is. So we going into that. Copycat, this joint, I know the chicks can relate to it, but dudes, you can too. You know what I mean? Rock out to it.
Already. You're on point with these stuff. This is Copycat by Movie. Stay tuned for that $50 Visa card. You're on point with these stubs. Copycat.
Okay. Moving. Yeah. Yo. Baltimore shit. Mind none of this is influence. Bitches want beating, that man's want eating. Talk about me reckless like a drunk man speeding. Set the status quo, fuck a bitch nigga hole. Like my mama say, well, won't be, don't stop, no show. I get money quick and I drive big whips. My niggas get chips, Frito-Lay, all that shit. Piff blunt stick like a pretty woman lip. The L lit while I get my little twat lick. Excuse me how I struck the spot, but I know I got on shit that you can't even cop. Whispering Helen Keller, I'm not. See the glares on my whistles like a missed spot. My vicious like a big pit bull. 7 grams a day aside to put my lungs in door. If you ain't getting it, how you live, then why you picking up fake bitches on the edge? Yeah. about Stevie. Fighting like you, Mike in the 90s. Mind none of bitches influence no one like me. Copycats love to despise me. Cause these bitches letting style when I go in the hide. Bleeding with envy, I ain't talking about size. Your whole life dying, sitting home, mad eyes crying. Your name is that Xerox bitch. You playing seconds, you ain't original with your shit. Fucking who I fucking even find your own dick. Your idol city told them all my time to say shit. I do the fat clap, you make your ass clap. Niggas throw ones while a white mask on my chest. You ass out like that, wiggly, 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 wet. Chris cross your brain, bitch, call me Miss. And I'm playing to win. Whether I gotta sin or pray to God and let the blessings rain in. Mama raised me good, streets made me hood, school made me smarter. Real niggas made me 100. I get to then and I'm playing to win. Whether I gotta sin or pray to God and let the blessings rain in. Mama raised me good, streets made me hood, school made me smarter. Real niggas made me 100.
Yo, 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 we're back, your home point with these stubs, and that was Copycat by Movie. Man, it was a crazy record, and we just want to say shout-out to everybody who tuned in. Today, we had our power hour. The show is not over yet. We got about 7 minutes left. Everybody who's tuned in to FlyHitsTV.com, if you want to call in, you can do so by calling the number 646-200-0997. And guess what?
Fly TV, nigga, check out the blog.
It's time to win that $50 Visa gift card. So call in. Be the 15th caller right now to 646-200-0997. And you win that $50 Visa gift card.
Fly TV, nigga, check out the blog.
Once again, if you are the 15th caller right now, you can call in to 646-200-0997, and you won a $50 free Visa gift card courtesy of FlyHitsTV.com and FlyHits Brand Apparel. The 15th, and the room is filling up really, really quick right now. We're going to bang it one more time.
FlyHitsTV, nigga, check out the blog.
And we got, okay, we almost there, 646-200-0997. All right, I think we may have had our winner, so we're going to let them talk to our operator, get your information, and we're going to bring you on the air, and we're going to share who you are. In the meantime, we're going to let Vixen back on the air. Shout out to Vixen. You're on point with these stuff again. How you doing?
I'm doing good. These stubs, Baltimore, and everybody else out there.
You know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like this was a pretty good power hour. We had a lot of people, you know, calling in, checking out the website, and we actually have our first winner as well for the power hour. So
congratulations.
Yeah. Somebody actually won the $50. So we're going to, I think my operator is still trying to get their information right now. And she's typing it and typing it and typing. Okay. So it looks like we have somebody from Baltimore who won. Caller, your home
right.
Favorite.
B-more in the house.
B-more style. Somebody from B-more won the $50, which is a very, very good thing. Who is this? They're not even. Did they get excited? Really?
Hello?
I got. Is this Brittany from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Brittany from Baltimore. All right. Thank you.
You
won the $50.
You are kidding. Oh, my God. Thank you, D-Star. Oh, my God.
Yeah, $50.
Congratulations, Brittany from Baltimore.
Thank you, Vixen. Thank you. Love you. Oh, my God. Thank you. I need the $50.
All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to transfer you back over to the operator so we can get your information. And, you know, you can be expecting that $50 Visa card to be mailed to you.
Oh,
and thanks for calling in. Thanks for tuning
in.
I love
your show.
Thank you, and we'll be contacting you.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Thank you so much.
All right.
I won $50. I won it.
You won $50. What part of Baltimore are you calling from?
Oh my God! Pikesville.
Oh, she's calling from Pikesville. Okay. Is that Baltimore County, Vixen, or is that?
No, it's Baltimore City. It's like borderline county. I used to work in Pikesville.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, Brittany, thanks for calling in. She sounded like she's been sipping on that wine, you know. But we like our callers to be comfortable on the show. So, Brittany won the $50. We're going to be doing this every Power Hour that we have every month, so make sure you spread the word and let people know that the money is going to be there every single Power Hour. And we got about 3 minutes left on the show. Vixen, I wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
Just to end the show off, because you've been a really, really big supporter. You've been helping us out a lot. So we have a little quiz for you that we want to ask you about. And got a couple quick questions for you. Are you up on MediaTakeout.com?
MediaTakeout.com? I'm aware of it. Am I actually on it? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, like do you check it out at all, or do you?
I do,
you know,
from time to time. I haven't been on it in a while.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you a question about current affairs, but let's see. You want to see? All right, let's try it out. Okay, so here's the question for you. Okay, which Atlanta housewife was said to have been a homewrecker and stole her current boyfriend from another chick? Do you watch Atlanta?
Oh,
housewife?
Of course. I don't need MediaTakeout.com for that, honey. I have a Facebook chatter. That's how serious. I don't get to watch TV that much because I'm so busy. But when I do sit down and on demand, my housewives, mob wives. But to answer your question, you said the homewrecker that stole another man's. Is that what you said?
So her current boyfriend from another chick. Yeah.
So are you talking about an original cast member? Or are you talking about this new chick that they just threw in there that's supposed to be seeing Charles Grant and had a sugar daddy? I forget what her name is.
Could it be Candy?
No, not Candy.
Oh,
is Candy
okay.
a home?
Okay.
I didn't know that Candy was a homewrecker. Now, I heard Candy was a sugar mama.
Well, apparently, Candy is... She's a homewrecker. They're saying that she's a homewrecker. She stole her current boyfriend from some other guy or some other girl.
Oh, wow. I know she paid for it. That's what I heard. But don't tell nobody.
Yeah. Well, you know, we like to throw a little bit of trivia in and make it a little bit lighthearted. Last week, we had a very serious topic. So for everybody who's listening right now, tonight's show was a Power Hour. Last week we actually spoke about rape in the community. So if you want to check out one of our more serious shows, you can check us out on the player on flyish.com and listen to some of our older shows. A lot of them are very good and they're very helpful. But we like to keep it light when we do the Power Hour because we want to make sure that everybody absorbs what we're talking about and enjoys the show. We want to thank everybody who tuned in on flyish.com. I want to thank everybody who tuned in, courtesy of Vixen. She did a great job helping us promote. Antonio Lee did a great job helping us to promote. Next week, we're going to be doing it bigger and better. Always remember, stay positive, keep your head up, no matter what you're going through. It could always be worse. So I know it's a recession out there, but, you know, just stay lighthearted and smile. You can always smile and make yourself feel better. We love you here at flyishtv.com. Flyish.com, and this is D Stubbs. You've been on point with D Stubbs on Tuesday. Every Tuesday, tell five people, and keep it 100. Peace.